Support for this program comes from our listeners and from the Delaware Valley Opera, celebrating 25 years of bringing great music to the Delaware Valley. Complete information at delawarevalleyopera.org. And from the generosity of the Pratt Hines Foundation.
Well, good evening. My name is Kathy Geary.
And this is Kevin Hanick.
And I'm Dan Desmond.
And perhaps you recognize us here on WJFF. We have a special program lined up for you this evening.
Absolutely. Well, this evening was originally supposed to be part of our summer pledge drive, but we're thrilled to announce and thank all of our loyal listeners that we, in fact, surpassed our goal. We met our goal for today.
Yay!
And so, as a celebration, this is actually a celebratory show for all of you helping us to reach that fantastic goal today. We're going to have 2 hours of classical music, and we have a lot of treats in store for you, including some live performers here in the studio.
Pretty groovy.
So we're happy to be with you, and we're going to start out the evening with a selection from Giuseppe Verdi's opera, Un ballo in maschera, a masked ball. And we will hear the famous duet for tenor and soprano, Tecco io sto, and that will be with the tenor Luciano Pavarotti and the soprano Margaret Price, accompanied by the National Philharmonic Orchestra, Sir Georg Scholte conducting.
Suo grido non curano, Ancora
Mascara. That was Margaret Price and Luciano Pavarotti singing the Teco Io Sto from the second act of Ballo.
And some pretty great... Am I on?
Yes, honey.
You hear me and everything. I don't hear me in my headphones, so I wasn't sure. Now we'll fix that.
So we have a special program for our listeners tonight.
We do indeed.
We're so grateful for your support. And we've been doing a really incredible pledge drive, and we crossed the $30,000 mark line today. Yay!
Yay! We're over halfway there, folks.
So we're here in the studio, and we have a special operatic treat for you tonight.
We do indeed. Well, the Delaware Valley Opera celebrates its 25th anniversary of bringing great opera to Sullivan County and the surrounding areas, and we're very, very excited to have some of the cast members from the Delaware Valley Opera production of The Elixir of Love.
And the orchestra. Don't forget we got
And the orchestra, yes.
Far
from me. I do not mean to lead the orchestra
Our
out.
Own Dan Desmond is actually playing
That's
in the
right.
orchestra.
That's right. We have an orchestra player
is.
Here.
Yes,
we
is.
Have a music director here. We have everything. Yeah. So we're very fortunate that some of these cast members have come to join us this evening, and they will be presenting a few selections from The Elixir of Love, Gaetano Donizetti's wonderful comedy that will actually open this coming weekend, next weekend, I guess you'd say, the first two weekends in August. Next weekend, there will be three performances, and the following weekend, three performances. They'll be, among other things, at Walden Powell-Pack High School, Sullivan West Central High School, as well as their usual wonderful home of the Tustin Theater in Narrowsburg. So lots of opportunities to hear these performances, and you can always check out dates and times and locations and all that good stuff on the Delaware Valley Opera website, which is delawarevalleyopera.org.
Well, I hope you're as excited as we are. We know there's a lot of excitement here in the studio right now, as we have our two performers looking at me going, is it time?
Our first two performers.
I believe we're about ready here.
If only you could see how many people we're going to squeeze into this smaller studio than the people that we have. Yeah. Is that a nice way of saying small? We'll begin this evening, actually, with a very well-known aria from The Elixir of Love. And we're very fortunate to have with us one of our Nemorinos, the tenor Stephen Nanni, and one of the music directors of the Delaware Valley Opera, the pianist Violetta Zabbi, who will be accompanying him. And we will hear Nemorino's famous aria, Una Furtiva Lagrima.
Lagrima
So as we said earlier, we're very fortunate to have some live music
so
right here in our studios. That was tenor Stephen Nani accompanied by Violeta Zabi, and they performed a selection from The Elixir of Love, Gaetano Donizetti, and we just heard Nemorino's aria, Una Furtiva Lagrima.
So what a pleasure it is to have you. Thank you for coming down to our studios.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to
and
be here.
And serenading us with your beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And now, Stephen, you're a New York native. You're from Binghamton, I understand.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Wonderful. And we're lucky, of course. The nice thing about Delaware Valley Opera is that we have a mix of singers from the area. We have national singers who come in as well to sing in these productions. It's a tremendous opportunity to showcase all of the great talent in the area. And we have
don't forget the orchestra.
Dan, that's what you're here for, is to remind me not to forget the orchestra.
So I'm curious, have you performed this role before?
I have. I've done this role a few times.
What is it about this music? Why do you like to sing this part? What is it about it?
Well, it lies very well in my voice, I feel.
I think so, too. It lays well.
Well, at least most of the time. it's bel canto repertoire. It fits my voice very well. I relate very much to the character.
Mm-hmm.
Being raised in an Italian, Southern Italian family.
I see. Well, you have that natural spark, that hot blood.
Well, now we're going to bring in our Adina.
Thank you.
And
Steve.
I believe our Belcore as well, yes, if I'm correct. So we have the soprano Patricia Gabriel, who is singing Adina. And we have the bel canto of baritone Julian Whitley. And they're going to sing some more selections from The Elixir of Love.
So here we are at our studios in WJFF in Jeffersonville, New York, on a balmy summer evening here. And we're bringing you live performances from the young singers of the Delaware Valley Opera.
And this is incidentally one of the great things about WJFF. You have to realize that not in every community do you have a local radio station that manages to produce in the station this kind of programming, not just arts programming. We have wonderful news programs, wonderful special interest shows. We have a huge variety of talent in the area who give of their time. And, of course, we cannot forget the fact that none of this could be possible without you, our listeners, who have been so terrific at supporting the station and supporting this agenda of all of these different interests represented in the area. So we're very fortunate indeed, among other things, to have these wonderful singers from the Delaware Valley Opera. So I believe, if I have vamped properly, we should be just about ready to begin. I see smiles indicating that this looks like it is the case. So now, without much further ado, we'll have some more selections, some more beautiful music from The Elixir of Love.
Hey!
It was very exciting. Yeah. Music from Gaetano Donizetti's opera, The Elixir of Love. And we're very fortunate to have here live in the studio with us the soprano Patricia Gabriel, the tenor Stephen Nanni, and the baritone Julian Whitley, all singing us selections from this wonderful opera. Now, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what's going on in this piece of music that we've just heard? It sounded like you were having an awful lot of fun of some sort.
Well, in this scene, Nemorino and Adina have just had a little bit of a bicker, a little bit of an argument. Nemorino is very much in love with Adina. Adina has always been flirtatious, but scorned her in the end. But they have a little bit of a duet where they're sort of playing cat and mouse a little bit, and then suddenly all of a sudden the sergeant Belcore comes in to claim his rightful bride.
Now you're playing the sergeant, correct?
That's right.
The tenor always loses out to the baritone. How does this happen? It's not right.
The opera world would be a better place if that happened more often, to be honest.
Careful, there are more tenors here, I think, than there are baritones. Well, we have yet one more singer who is going to join us now, and this is the bass Jörg Schnass, who is here actually from quite a ways off. He's here all the way from Brussels, from Belgium, and he is going to be singing the part of Dr. Dulcamara. And Jörg, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Dr. Dulcamara's part in all of this?
Oh, he's an imposter. He comes along with wine, and he sells it as a medicine, remedy for everything.
I love
it. And he actually succeeds in selling it to the whole village.
This is pretty good work if you can get it, I think. Yeah. And in this case, I'm assuming that the elixir of love that we're speaking of is just this this faulty medicine, as you would.
Yes, it's Nemorino. He's... he's getting it, the idea to Dr. Dulcamara that he could sell Elixir of Love.
Not so, bad. Nemorino, of course, wanting a little bit of extra self-confidence to battle the evil baritone.
Well, I don't know about your experience, but, you know, you get a really good Merlot, and it really works.
It's true.
I mean, it's true. I mean, I think our listeners will agree here. So are we fortunate?
I will mention nothing about a cheap date, nothing whatsoever. Okay, so tell us now, what is this final piece that we're going to hear from Elixir?
Oh, we're having a little duet, Dulcamara Adina. He tries to sell it to her as well because he knows that she's in love with Nemorino. Uh-huh. But she tells him, I have other things which are much more effective to get love by this guy.
And we should tell the listeners, by the way, if you're not familiar with the plot of Elixir, what happens is Nemorino, of course, this is wine that he gets as the elixir. It does the trick all too well. And so what ends up happening is he gets so self-confident and, oops, well, we're having a little technical difficulty here. Not a problem. Nemorino gets so chuffed and full of himself, fueled by the magic elixir, that he suddenly decides he doesn't really need Adina. And Adina suddenly realizes, perhaps I've taken this just a little too far. Well, let's hear some more music from this wonderful opera of Gaetano Donizetti, The Elixir of Love. And again, we are joined here live in the studio with singers from the Delaware Valley Opera. We have the soprano Patricia Gabriel, the tenor Stephen Nanni, the baritone Julian Whitley, and the bass... Sorry, I lost my reading line here. This is the evils of trifocals. Jörg Schnaas, and they are accompanied by Violetta Zabi on the piano. And we will hear some more music from The Elixir of Love.
Bella Dina, qua un momento, più d'oppresso. Tu la testa, tu sei cotta, io l'argomento, a quell'aria, affitta e mesta, se tu vuoi.
Che cosa?
Sulla testa schizzinosa, se tu vuoi c'ho la ricetta, che tu mai guari e potrà, se tu vuoi c'ho la ricetta, che tu mai guari e potrà, se tu vuoi c'ho la ricetta, che tu mai guari e potrà, se tu vuoi c'ho la ricetta, che tu mai guari e potrà, se tu vuoi c'ho la ricetta, che tu mai guari e potrà. Vuoi vederti mille amanti spasi, marca o tenere lo scuole?
Io saprei che farmi tanti, il mio cuore
so ne chiede. Render voi gelose pazze, donne vedove ragazze.
Violetta non
mi
piace di tornare altrui la pace.
Con il cristavo che
di ricchezze non mi pecco.
Un gattino, un marchesino.
Non pochi di morino.
Prendi su la mia ricetta.
Non sarà perfetta.
Che l'effetto ti farà. Prendi su la mia ricetta che l'effetto ti farà, si prendi su. Sciagurata avresti cuore di negare il suo valore. Dottore, troppo scaltra, più di te costei ne sa, si più di te costei ne sa, si più di te costei ne sa, sì, sì.
Mia,
io vedo
di tutti,
Ricocella,
che mi manco di morire.
amato tu. Resti lo vedo, si lo vedo, frigoncella, frigoncella, questa bocca così bella, e l'amore spezzeria, ti hai tampito e t'hai fornello, frigoncella. Cielo, brusa, tu non eres mia. Questa bocca così bella e l'amore spezzeria. Hai l'ambito, tu hai fornello, fronte, tu mi prendo il velo. Piove,
tutti,
tanti, tanti. Fai frittare la bocca e vuoi, fai fuggiare, ci vede in giro. Fai fuggiare, incendere. Ah, vorrei cambiare coi tuoi i miei vasi d'elisir.
Patricia Gabriel singing the role of Adina, and Jörg Schnaw singing Dulcamara from The Elixir of Love. They're performing in the production with the Delaware Valley Opera coming up next weekend right here in our listening area.
How about that?
And you are tuned to WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio.
90.5 FM.
And it's been our pleasure tonight to have these fabulous,
thank you all so much. We really appreciate it.
Talented and vivacious singers from the Delaware Valley Opera.
Let me say just one thing really quick, though. Come and see the entire opera, plus with the full orchestra. What I want to really keep in mind about the orchestra, many of the orchestra members, if not all of them, are actually from the local area. We have some excellent musicians in this area, and so it's a great time to showcase
this them. Is your our opera company.
Exactly. People. Our concert mistress is from Youngsville. The woodwind section are all from just a few miles of where we speak now. So it's going to be really, really, really great. I highly recommend coming out.
All right.
And don't forget, you can check out the Delaware Valley Opera's website, delawarevalleyopera.org, for performance times and locations and ticket information, all of that good stuff. Again, we want to thank all of these wonderful singers for being with us live in the studio. And for our listeners, a special thank you for helping us get closer to that summer fundraising goal. We know it's one of those necessary things in public radio, but we certainly couldn't do it without you. And we're very grateful for all of the tremendous assistance. And I think it says a lot about our listening audience that we set a rather lofty goal today, and a midway goal, if you will, and actually went past that. And that's just terrific. So again, singers, thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing your production.
All right, well, we'll be here for the next hour or so with some more operatic selections for
indeed.
Our listening audience. Kevin, what have you got for
well,
us?
Well, coming
next?
Up next, two of the famous singers from the glory years in the 20th century of the Metropolitan Opera were the Swedish tenor Jussi Björling and the American baritone Robert Merrill. And so we have a few selections with these two wonderful singers. We will first hear the duet from the opera The Pearl Fishers, Au fond du temple saint, followed by La Bohème, In un coupé, O mimi, tu più non torni. And this is, again, the tenor Jussi Björling and the baritone Robert Merrill.
Oh, son pariglia libre, mi saluto ridendo. Tu, musetta, le dissi, e il cuor non batte, o non lo sento. Grazie al velluto che il copre.
C'ho gusto d'aver, c'ho gusto d'aver.
Loyola va, ti rodi e ridi.
Non batte bene.
Io previdi, musetta,
Mimì.
L'hai vista? Oh, guarda, era un carrozzo vestito come una regina. Viva, ne son contento.
Bugiardo si strugge d'amor.
Lavoriam,
lavoriam.
Che henna infame!
E infame pennello!
And that was the Swedish tenor Jussi Björling and the American baritone Robert Merrill in some operatic duets. First, we heard the duet from the opera The Pearl Fishers of Bizet, Au fond du Temple Saint, and that was followed by the duet from La Bohème, O Mimi, tu più non torni. That was pretty beautiful singing, huh?
Oh, what incredible voices.
I must say. Well, they were so good, in fact, that I think we need to hear at least one more selection of these two wonderful singers. Can you imagine? I mean, talk about a fantastic time to be at the Metropolitan Opera in the 1950s in particular. It was just an amazing time. You had singers like Björling and Merrill and Zinka Milanov, and soon to come in the 1960s, the exciting debuts of people like Leontine Price and Franco Corelli.
On the same night, I understand.
On the same night?
Yes.
Il Trovatore, indeed. It was must have been a very exciting evening in the opera, I would say. Well, one more, of course, part of the repertoire that was so important for both of these singers was the canon of the great Verdi operas. So let's listen to these two great singers sing one of the fantastic duets from this repertoire, from the opera Don Carlo. We will hear Dio che nell'alma infondere. And again, the tenor Jussi Björling and the baritone Robert Merrill.
Suprema, un altro è mio padre, un altro è questo il re, lei che adoro m'ha rapita, la sposa m'è promessa. Senza di mani in cui ebri di speme c'era dato vagar nell'ombra soli insieme nel dolce suol di Francia nella foresta di Fontainebleau.
Il tuo pianto e il tuo strage crudele, l'anima tua non sia chiusa per me. Parla, lo vuoi tu, la mia sventura prendi, e quando orrendo strali il mio cor trapassò. Amo, un colpevole amor, Elisabetta umore. Giusto ciel, qual pallor lo sguardo chino al suol, tristo me, tu stesso, il mio Rodrigo Tarantino.
Non è ricordo il tomo, io te posso giurar, tu soffri, già per me l'universo dispara,
mio Rodrigo.
Quest'arcano dal re non fu sopreso ancora, ottien dunque da lui di partir per la Fiandra. Faccia tuo cor degno di te, opra farai, o prendi o mai in mezzo a gente appressa di venir. Ti seguirò, fratello. Ascolta, le porte dell'asil s'apron già, vi verranno Filippo e la regina.
Elisabetta,
rinfranca canto a me lo spirito che vacilla, serena ancora la stella tua nei cieli brilla. Comanda il ciel e i forti la virtù. Io che nell'alma in fondere amor volessi esprimere, vesio nel cuore accendere, tu dei di libertà, desio accendere, accendere col cuore. Sarà l'estremo inedito. Salve!
vivere insieme.
Vorremmo insieme,
vorremmo insieme.
Lo stemmo solo,
lo stemmo solo.
Libertà.
And that was music of Giuseppe Verdi from his opera Don Carlo. We heard the duet for tenor and baritone Dio che nell'alma infondere. And we heard the superb Swedish tenor Jussi Björling and the American baritone Robert Merrill in this music. And it was pretty exciting, huh?
Björling, there's never been a voice, another voice so beautiful.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. The widow of the great Enrico Caruso was able to hear Jussi Björling sing. And you imagine now this is a time where you have quite some formidable talent among tenors in the first 50 years of the 20th century. And she said that to her ears, the only tenor who ever approached the magnificent and justly famous sound of her husband Enrico Caruso was Jussi Björling. She found his voice very reminiscent of her husband's and loved to hear him. I'd say that's quite a compliment.
Well, she would know.
That's true.
She would know.
Well, this is Kevin Hanick.
And I'm Kathy Geary.
And we're happy to bring you this very special edition of some wonderful vocal classics here on Sunday evening after a long day of pledge drive. And this is our Sunday evening treat.
And this is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York. And 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. And streaming live online at wjffradio.org. It's just now 10 p.m.
77 degrees here in Jeffersonville. That's actually a little cooler than it's been.
Yeah, I'm throwing about 69 here at our thermometer here at
the studios.
It's the
battle of the thermometers.
So I hope you're enjoying this beautifully warm music on a cool summer night. If you happen to be listening earlier in the hour, we were so excited to have some live performances here in the studio at WJFM.
It was pretty wonderful. Great that we
really
would
was.
Have that resource to be able to do that, too.
Very exciting. So I hope you love opera as much as we do. It's something that I'm passionate about, and we have some really wonderful special recordings coming up in this next hour for you, so please stay tuned with us here.
Well, I figure while we're listening to this wonderful music of Giuseppe Verdi, now perhaps the listeners might wonder, you know, why do they always seem to play Verdi? You know, Verdi was an incredible... Well, it's true, though. You know, I mean, it's a reasonable question. First off, he was a very prolific composer. And so he wrote a lot of operas, and quite a lot of them were quite good and have remained in the repertoire many, many years hence. And what's interesting also is that he had such distinct periods throughout a very long life.
It's an amazing legacy. You know, when you think about contemporary opera today, 100 years from now, what will they be listening to?
Exactly.
Well, you know, Verdi's music has certainly stood the test of time.
Well, and the wonderful thing to me is also that not only was Verdi a man of the theater, so you have to remember it's a very different climate from what most composers encountered now. He was actually in the theater watching the rehearsals of these what were then new operas. And opera composers had a very different mindset in the 19th century in that they didn't have quite the my note notes are come scritto, you know, as they're written, sacrosanct and shall never be changed. Far from it. Actually, Verdi would come, like most composers of his day, would come into the theater and say, oh, you know, the soprano, she's got a great high note, but not such a great low note. Let's rewrite this a little bit and make it suit her voice. Or, you know, the tenor sings really great, fast, agile notes. We'll give him a cabaletta with these great passages. And so it's interesting. You'll have several of Verdi's operas of which there are different versions written for different theaters. Ballet, of course, was something that in Paris in the 19th century was considered indispensable for an opera, but a lot of the rest of Europe did not share that sentiment. So you'll have several versions of operas by Verdi and others who will insert ballets just for Paris performances. And the other thing that I think is fantastic about Verdi is the realization that after he had basically retired as a composer, He went home to become a gentleman farmer in Italy.
In Busseto.
And he was so excited by the musical happenings at the end of the 19th century. Now, mind you, he has nothing to prove at this point. He's had an illustrious career. He's justifiably one of the most famous composers in Italy. But he was so excited at what was going on musically and dramatically, in particular, the forward motion in opera that was experienced by the operas of Richard Wagner, that Verdi came out of retirement to write his two final operas, arguably his two finest works, both based on Shakespeare, and that was Othello and Falstaff, based on the two Shakespeare plays, Othello, if you will, of the Shakespeare plays, and two really amazing works. And Verdi, it was a very important gesture, I think. Wagner perhaps could have been pushed aside as just being a one-off, but Verdi realized what Wagner was trying to do, which was to create this wonderful sense of music drama, mm-hmm. of through composed. Mm-hmm. In the 19th century, operas generally were set pieces. You sing an aria, there's applause. You sing a duet, there's applause. Mm-hmm. And now opera's moving into this kind of complete theatrical experience.
Falstaff, we're not about to play Falstaff. I'm not sure where we're going with this, but Falstaff is one of the most quixotic pieces of music. It's astounding how the ensembles build and the orchestration. He's like at the peak of his powers.
Well, this is my homage to Verdi. What do you mean, where are we going with this?
Well, I thought, you know, maybe perhaps we had Falstaff on the boards, but we
well,
do
I know,
have,
it would have been a perfect segue, but we do have another Verdi work.
However, we will save ourselves.
One of Verdi's most famous operas is the opera Aida, and we have a wonderful recording, and we're going
to
pay.
You know, I was surprised. I never learned that he was commissioned to write that opera. I was so surprised with the tie-in with the Suez Canal. When I discovered that, I mean, I had no idea.
But this also gives you a sense of what a really big deal Verdi was.
He was a superstar.
You know, at a time where composers
his time.
Not... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Well, what we're going to hear from Aida now, we're going to hear some music from the third act. And this will be a different kind of homage. This last week, I was saddened to hear that the great American baritone Cornell McNeill passed away.
I heard that, yes.
Cornell McNeill had just an amazing... He was one of this crop, along with Robert Merrill, of these fantastic baritone singers. And a uniquely, if you will, American baritone mm-hmm. sound, a really big, beautiful, unbelievable sound that several baritones in the 40s, 50s, and 60s brought to this music. And one of Cornell McNeill's biggest roles was Amonastrol. It was who is Aida's father. And Amonastrol was the role of Cornell McNeill's La Scala debut in 1959, and shortly thereafter, the role of his Metropolitan Opera debut. And we're going to hear some selections from a 1959 performance of Aida with the great soprano Renata Tebaldi singing the title role, the tenor Carlo Bergonzi singing Radames, and Cornell McNeill, the American baritone, singing the part of Amonastro. So from Act 3 of Verdi's Aida, we'll begin with Ciel mio padre, rivedrai le foreste imbalsamate. And that is again the soprano Renata Tebaldi, Carlo Bergonzi, Cornell McNeill.
Attendi e farò la figlia e tu. Thank you. armati.
Il sentier scelto dei nostri a piombar sul nemico, via deserto fino a domani.
E quel sentier?
Le gole di Napata.
Di Napata le gole!
The Nile scene. And we heard Renata Tabaldi singing Aida, Carlo Bergonzi, Radames, and the American baritone Cornell McNeil singing Amanastro.
And what incredible singing that was, huh?
That's the Vienna Philharmonic. That's a 1959 recording. Oh, my God. What an amazing performance.
And Herbert von Karajan conducting. Yes. Wow. And Cornell McNeil had a wonderful, wonderful career at the Metropolitan
what
Opera.
What a sound.
Sang for so many years. A beautiful, beautiful voice. It's just an astounding thing. And a big role for him, as I said, Amonastro, which he sang a number of times at the Met in particular. But, of course, at La Scala, no mean feat. An American making a debut in such a big high-profile role at La Scala, so wonderful to hear him and to remember his great singing and great career. Well, next up we have a wonderful American singer, I should say, Beverly Sills, and one of my personal favorite recordings is this live 1968 recording of Beverly Sills singing the Mozart motet for soprano, Esultate Jubilate, and so without further ado, let's listen to Miss Sills and her rendition of this beautiful and well-known motet by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The soprano Beverly Sills, Esultate Jubilate.
Thank you.
And that was a live 1968 recording, very exciting, of the American soprano Beverly Sills in music of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. We had a slight, it was so enthusiastic, we very nearly had more Beverly Sills.
It's hard to turn her off, isn't it?
That was the Mozart motet for soprano and orchestra, Exultate Jubilate, again with the American soprano Beverly Sills, and a very thrilling live 1968 performance with the Boston Symphony Orchestra. A pretty wonderful singing, I would say.
Well, I love the way we went from that wonderful recording of Cornel McNeil and to Beverly Sills, celebrating two of these great American singers that we have.
Absolutely. Well, from the States, we're going to now go to sunny Spain for a bit and listen to a piece by the wonderful Catalan composer Enrique Granados. And we will hear his music sung by the equally wonderful Spanish soprano Victoria de los Ángeles. And we will hear Granados' work La Maja y el Ruiseñor, The Young Girl and the Nightingale. And this is a wonderful performance by Victoria de los Ángeles.
Thank you.
And that was music from the Catalan composer Enrique Granados with the Spanish soprano Victoria de los Ángeles singing Granados' La Maja y el Ruiseñor, The Young Woman and the Nightingale. It was a beautiful, beautiful performance.
That's so beautiful. And then we're just settling in here for the end of a lovely evening of classical music here, operatic selections here on WJFF.
Award-winning hydro-powered radio.
We hope you've enjoyed our program tonight. And it was especially satisfying to have some live performances by the singers of the Delaware Valley Opera.
You did such a great job here in the studio.
Yes.
I'm Kevin Hanick.
And I'm Kathy Geary.
And it's been our pleasure to be here with you this evening. And we will leave you. We're gonna toss for it. Who gets to say it? Our final selection of the evening. We'll leave you with some of the songs of the Auvergne from the composer Cantaloube. And we'll hear the wonderful Kiwi soprano, Kiri Te Kanawa. That's a lot to say. A lot of K's. Kiwi, Kiri Te Kanawa. And we'll hear some from the third series of the Songs of the Auvergne. This area in France and Cantaloube went and took all of these wonderful, this wonderful treasury of folk music and set them with these gorgeous orchestrations and the equally beautiful voice of Miss Te Kanawa singing them. Cantaloube, the Chant Auvergne.